Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Law enforcement apprehend teenage reckless driver on DUI charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Sheriff's deputies apprehended a 19-year-old individual on various charges, including DUI, on Monday afternoon, following a report from a 42-year-old man who claimed the teenager collided with his vehicle on 4J Road near Campbell County Public Health. According to Gillette Police Captain Kelly Alger, the 42-year-old motorist contacted law enforcement, reporting that he was traveling south on 4J Road in a 2020 blue Buick Encore when the 19-year-old driving a 1999 Chevy truck behind him displayed erratic driving behavior. Attempting to overtake the older man in the inside left turn lane, the teen struck the rear bumper of the Buick. Alger stated that the teenager quickly fled the scene, but was later intercepted by sheriff's deputies. Sheriff's Captain Eric Seaman revealed that deputies stopped the teen, who was driving north on South Garner Lake Road at approximately 85 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone. The individual was subsequently arrested for DUI, driving with a suspended license, lack of proof of insurance, careless driving, a seatbelt violation, and probation violation. Additionally, officers issued a ticket for leaving the scene of a crash. Day after Senate shakeup, new budget finalized by Legislative Committee. The new Senate Joint Conference Committee of the Wyoming Legislature struck a compromise with the House on the biennial budget after the previous Senate appointees had failed to strike an agreement after 4 days. Cowboy State Daily reported, the Joint Conference Committee of the Wyoming Senate and House has unanimously approved the biennial budget report, reaching a compromise between the $11.1 billion House and the $9.9 billion Senate original budgets. The new committee was formed after the initial House JCC failed to find a compromise. Senate President Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower praised the quick resolution, contrasting it with the previous Senate JCC's lengthy process. Driscoll said, "You got somebody that actually knows how to negotiate the budget. It's our goal." The budget includes restored funding for the University of Wyoming's Gender Studies program, but maintains the Senate's stance against funding its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion office. In addition, the committee also allowed UW to continue managing its own budget and return $50 million of the original $75 million proposed for research at the Center for Innovation for Flow through Porous Media. The JCC also restored $110 million in public school capital construction funding that had been removed from the budget by the Senate. One of the largest cuts made was $102 million from the Senate Capital Construction Fund, including $69 million for a new state's veterans home in Buffalo and $8 million for a state office building in Riverton. Contentious issues include $150 million allocated for a new Rock Springs High School and restoration of the Governor's Energy Matching Funds program. The JCC budget report faces potential pushback in both chambers, with implications for overriding any vetoes by Governor Mark Gordon. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.